Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Hoodoo Voodoo Cafe. Tonight, we are going to be having Bible study. The focus of our topic tonight is, if you can have Becky, he can have Dante. So get your Bibles ready, and we're going to begin. All right, guys, so I have been up nights and the spirit has really been on me about doing this podcast. This podcast, and I want to put out this disclaimer first, I am not addressing this podcast to any man or woman who is doing what they need to do for their family. They're upright, they're prosperous, they're working together. If you're single and you're doing what you need to do and spirits and the ancestors are blessing you, this podcast is not for you, okay? This podcast is for all of us who continue to throw each other under the bus, okay? Now, the first thing that I want to address is homosexuality. I want to address homosexuality because everyone is saying, you know, how this is destroying our community, how it's learned behavior, how it's this, how it's that. And I can only give my experience that I've had as a reader, as a guide to people, and also what Spirit has revealed to me in my work, okay? But first, we want to go to the Bible. And again, Spirit always says, go to the Bible because this is what they know. This is what they're basing all of their prejudices on by what they read in the Bible or what they have been told is in the Bible and may have never read it for themselves. So I need you guys to get your Bibles out, get your phones out, get the King James Version because that's the version that I'm going to be working with because that is the version that most people deal with, okay? So first we're going to look at Leviticus 20 and 13. It says here, if a man lies with a male as with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood is upon them. Okay. Now, it's saying here, and I'm going to break this down because this has always been in my thought pattern. You know, this is my opinion. I'm not a scholar. Okay. But I am a spiritualist. So I have to see things from a spiritual perspective, not always from the natural perspective. Actually, never from the natural perspective, because the spiritual realm runs the material world, okay? It's the world behind the world, all right? So here I am, I'm looking at this and I'm reading this passage, and it says if a man lies, but it doesn't say if a woman lies with a woman as she lays with a man, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death, their blood is upon them. Okay, so obviously, according to your book, all homosexuality is not wrong, according to this, because it specifically speaks about a man. And it says, if a man lies with a male as with a woman. Okay, so let's make that clear. Now, I want to take you to another scripture. All right. Now we're going to go to Matthew 19 and 12. Okay. I'm going to go to it here. So you guys are going to hear me clicking. And I want you to go to it in your Bibles or on your phone, however you are following along. Okay. Now, let's look at Matthew 19 and 12. All right. Now it says here, for there are eunuchs who have been so from birth, meaning you were born that way. And there are eunuchs who have been made eunuchs by men, meaning somebody did it to you. And there are eunuchs who have been made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Let the one who is able to receive this, receive it. Now, what is a eunuch? A eunuch is a man without a penis. The eunuchs were the ones who, you know, protected the harems and so on and so forth. And it tells you here, for there are eunuchs who have been so from birth. So that lets you know there are men who are born without penises, meaning that they will have feminine traits from birth. Okay? Now, let's look at the idea of the penis here. All right? Let's go back to ancient mythology, ancient Kemetic mythology. All right? It speaks about Isis and Osiris and Horus. Okay? Osiris was killed by his brother Set, and his body was chopped up into 14 pieces and scattered amongst the land. Isis, Osset, went traveling and collected every piece of his body except for one thing, which is the phallus. She had to fashion a phallus. So men, the only reason why you got a penis is because the goddess gave you one. Understand? Everything starts out as female. Everything. Okay? And if you go to any biology professor, or you read any biology, any biological information about how the body is formed in the second trimester and so on and so forth, you will see that all things are female. Sex organs develop during the second trimester. So all things are female. And it tells you here, there are some eunuchs who are born that way. And there are some who make themselves that way for the kingdom of heaven's sake. So what happens when you cut off your penis? That means that all of the testosterone, all the stuff that makes you aggressive, okay, is no longer present. So therefore, you have more of a feminine energy, because femininity is closer to spirituality. And a man cannot come into spirituality except by way of a woman. Whether you want to believe that or not, it's true. And this is why we as women have to be more on our game. And we're going to get to that later, because we're going to throw everybody under the bus tonight. Ancestors are throwing everybody under the bus. Since we want to focus on one group, ancestors say, okay, let's focus on everybody. And let's see how everybody is guilty here. Okay, so here we have spirit, your Bible saying that there are eunuchs who have been so from birth. So don't say people ain't born that way, because it's in your Bible. It tells you that. That's a lie. They are. Okay, so let's go to 2 Samuel. We're going to go to 2 Samuel 1 and 26. Okay. It says in 2 Samuel 1 and 26, this is David talking to Jonathan, his closest friend, okay? It says here, I am distressed for you, my brother Jonathan. Very pleasant have you been to me. Your love to me was extraordinary, surpassing the love of a woman. Now, what does that mean? Huh? What does that mean? Can somebody tell me what that means? Obviously, here is a man, David, a man after God's own heart, according to your book, who says to another man, Jonathan, your love has surpassed the love of a woman. Okay? Meaning that what you have given me in love, he didn't say friendship. He didn't say friendship. And why would he compare it to a woman? Huh? Y'all better get right. Y'all better learn how to read. And y'all better stop. We better stop condemning each other. Okay? Because you don't even know what's in your book. David here says, your love to me was extraordinary, surpassing the love of a woman. But you got a problem with homosexuality. Okay? Let's keep going. Let's go to Matthew. We're going to go to Matthew chapter 7. Okay? Matthew chapter 7. Okay. Now, this is what it says here, and I brought those other scriptures up because, see, we always got something to say about somebody. You know, we always want to point a finger at somebody like we got our shit together. When we really don't, yeah, I'm going to be cussing in this. And that's just why I rated it R, okay? I'm going to be cussing in this because sometimes that's the way y'all need to hear stuff. When you talk about, oh, and the spiritual will help you, and then you have to conscious, y'all don't hear that. Y'all got to hear it raw. Okay, so here we go. Judging others. This is your book. Your book. Judge not that ye be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye. Let me show you, brother, this ain't right. You don't need to be getting, okay? When there is a log in your own eye, you got side pieces everywhere. You hypocrite, take the log out of your own eye. And then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Okay? This is what it's saying. This is your book. But you steady judging people. Steady judging people. And thinking that you are doing like somebody gave you. You know what? My mother is 96 years old. And she has always had a motto. Man does not possess the keys to heaven or hell to put me in. And I don't care what they think. And I think all of us need to adopt that. Because man can't do nothing for you. When you go, when you die, when you leave this side, they're not going to ask you how you felt about somebody being gay. They're going to ask you, what did you do with your life? Huh? What did you do with what I gave you? What you want to be able to say? Oh, well, you know, Lord, spirits, ancestors, I was watching the gay people because I didn't want them to be gay and I didn't want them to go to hell. But you sent your own self to hell because according to your Bible, you got one. Huh? Now, keep going. Go into 1 Samuel 16:7. It says here, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. Meaning the outward appearance means absolutely nothing. It says here, for the Lord sees not as a man sees. Okay? Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. So you're judging people based on what they look like, based on who they sleeping with, based on what kind of car they drive, based on where they live, based on what kind of job they got. It means nothing in the spiritual realm. It means absolutely nothing, because you can have all of that and be foul, foul. And God sees your foulness. More so than who you have, how much money you got, what degree you got, what house you live in, what car you driving, what clothes you wearing, Gucci, Lucci, whatever other shit y'all be wearing, spending all your money on. No, this is going to stop. We're going to throw everybody under the bus tonight. All right? Everybody going to be under the bus tonight. All right? So we said, they're showing you, don't judge by the outward appearance. Don't judge by the outward appearance. Why are you judging by the outward appearance when God judges the heart alone? Your book says God judges the heart alone, so why are you judging something else other than that? Huh? All right, so we're finished with the homosexual part. It already told you here, all right, don't judge. Don't look at the outward appearance. Some are eunuchs from birth. Jonathan and David looked like they was getting it on because he expressed his love for him and said it surpassed that of a woman. Okay? Now let's go to Sodom and Gomorrah. Everybody talk about Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah, they kill all the people in Sodom and Gomorrah because they was homosexual. That's a lie. That's a lie is a lie is a lie. If you ever read that book, okay, it mentions that those people were killed because they were greedy. They would not give any money to the poor. They were liars. They were adulterers. They're all the things that we are now. Okay? They're all the things that we are now. And here you have Lot, who was living amongst the people in Sodom and Gomorrah. He was working on the council. He didn't have a problem with them. Why do you? It's not your business. If somebody is respecting you, respect them back. Okay? If you, in the spirit, if you were in a ditch, if your car fell over into a ditch, and you're a homophobic male, okay? And your car falls over into a ditch, and there are two gay men that find you in that ditch. Are you going to say, no, don't help me out the ditch because you gay? No, all you're going to care about is getting your ass out that ditch. Okay, so if you don't care about it, if your life depended on it, don't care about it no other time. Unless it's affecting you directly, your family directly, and you deal with it in your household and stop putting this shit all over social media. We need to stop blasting each other on social media. Okay, Asian people got gay folks, Hispanic people got gay folks, everybody got gay folks, but we the only ones bashing each other on social media. And with the less shit that we don't own nothing. If we took as much time to find out if we could own something collectively as we do bashing each other, I guarantee you we would be on top. But we don't want to do that. That takes too much work. That's too much like right. Okay? So let's just go on. All right? So we have gotten this thing. So when the person says they're going to hell, give them these scriptures. Let them see here that everything that you read, and it's contradictory as you can see. At first it says you're going to die. Then David is saying, your love surpasses that of a woman, a man after God's own heart. What is it? What is it really? The fact of the matter is that it has been here since the beginning of time and it ain't going nowhere. And you can't change it. It's not your business. And they're not going to ask you how you felt about it when you died and cross over and got to give an account for your life and what you've done. Understand me. Spirits ain't playing with y'all. Y'all concerned about the wrong damn things going on. Now, that was Dante can have him. And this is if you can have Becky, right? Here we go. We're going to go to Deuteronomy 7:3. Okay, get your Bibles. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 3. One moment. Chapter 7, verse 3. It says here, you shall not intermarry with them, giving your daughters to their sons or taking their daughters for your sons. Now, this is in the Bible, just like you talk about homosexuality is in the Bible, but ain't nobody harping on this on social media. Oh, it's okay to marry Becky and Chiquita and Sue Lynn. It's all right to marry everything other than a black woman. And it's okay to bash a black woman, the very woman that gave birth to your sorry ass. Okay? But you're going to bash us. And it tells you right here in your Bible that you seem claim to believe in, you shall not intermarry with them, giving your daughters to their sons or taking their daughters for your sons. That's one scripture. Let's go to Ezra 9:12. And it seems like I'm finding more scriptures about intermarriage than I'm finding about homosexuality. Seriously. I can't understand that, but I've got some. Next one is Ezra 9:12. It says here, therefore, do not give your daughters to their sons, neither take their daughters for your sons, and never seek their peace or prosperity, that you may be strong and eat the good of the land and leave it for an inheritance to your children forever. So this scripture right here is even a little bit deeper. It's saying, hey, look, do not intermarry with these people. None of them. Stay among yourselves. Okay? Don't seek their money. Don't seek what they look at as being good and wonderful and peaceful. Because if you do, you're going to perish with them. Okay? And you will have nothing to leave for your children, and you will be weak, because it's saying that you may be strong and eat the good of the land. So that means promised land, you ain't going to see it. If it's one, you ain't going, she ain't going, and the kids ain't going. All right? It just says it right here. It says it. Do not give their daughters to your sons. Moving on. We're going to go to Nehemiah 13:25. Okay? Nehemiah 13:25. Nehemiah 13:25 says, and I confronted them and cursed them and beat some of them and pulled out their hair, and I made them take an oath in the name of God saying, now listen to this. I got to read that again from the top. And I confronted them and cursed them and beat some of them and pulled out their hair. And I made them take an oath in the name of God, saying, you shall not give your daughters to their sons, or take their daughters for your sons or for yourselves. Huh? And you want to harp on homosexuality? No, baby, our problem is a lot bigger than that. Okay? It's telling you, it mentions it here three times. Why does it mention, why is it against intermarriage? Why does it speak against intermarriage three times that I have found in this book, and it's probably more, but these are the scriptures the Spirit gave me to look for. They mention it because this, okay? When you intermarry with somebody other than your own race or somebody other than your own kind, according to this book, you run the risk of turning your heart away from God and turning the hearts of your children away from God. And that is why we are not supposed to intermarry. And what has happened? Everybody, now, if you with Becky, huh? If you with Becky and Becky down and Becky knows that her people are jacked up and Satan spawn, and she trying to get her life together, and she willing to talk about, yes, this is what my people did, and she willing to teach her biracial children about their black heritage. Okay, I'm down with Becky. All right? But Becky, you love Becky just because it's Becky. Becky ain't got to have nothing. Becky ain't got to even look like nothing. She just got to be Becky. And then you want to ride up on me in the grocery store with Becky next to your side and then look at me like I ain't shit. See, this is why Spirit said, do not intermarry with them. Okay? Because you start looking down on your own kind. As you can see on social media, black men, ain't no homosexual man that I haven't heard in my experience, any homosexual man talking about black women are ugly, they this, they that. It's heterosexual black men doing that. Choosing the slave master's daughter. Ask her, let's see if Becky gonna teach your son and your daughter about all the Beckys that lied and had black men swinging from trees. Let's see if Becky gonna teach them that. Let's see if you're gonna teach them that. Walking around here talking about we need pretty babies, we want pretty girls. What? Oh, you are a traitor. You are a disgrace to our race. You got Becky just because she Becky. Thinking she better than the queen. We are the queens. You understand me? We are the civilizers of this whole planet. You got some nerve to bring a half Neanderthal in my face. I'm talking to you, black man. I'm talking to you. First of all, you want to bring us Becky. Then you don't want to stand up like a real man and say, I'm homosexual and I'd rather be with men. You'd rather be with men on the down low and then bring us all kinds of AIDS and sickness. Because you want to be promiscuous and lie and cheat. And if we ain't got to deal with that, we got to deal with the side pieces. We got too much shit to deal with from these niggas. And I said niggas, yes, because that's what it is. It's ignorance, straight nigga shit. And we need to stop it. And us as women need to stop falling for this bullshit. Having a man just because he's a man. He don't know how to swing a hammer. He don't know how to change a car tire. He don't know how to change the oil. He don't know how to do shit. All he know how to, and don't even have a job. All he know how to do is lay up in that bed, screw you, and have community dick all over the place. And you settle for that. And then some woman gonna come to you talking about, I'm screwing your man. You don't know he with me? He know he with you. Why she got to know he with you? He know he with you. He know he's sleeping in your bed every night. He know that. And he's making it okay for her to disrespect you. But you settle for that. Oh, we going in tonight. Let's throw everybody under the damn bus. Okay? Let's look at all the shit that's fucking up our community. Fucking up our children. Huh? You rather have more time and attention for a man than you have for your child doing their homework. I have had women come to me for readings. Half of the reading is about their man. 5 minutes of the reading is about their child. Oh, my child ain't learning. Oh, something's wrong in school. Spirit said. Because you let the school feed them for breakfast. You let the school feed them for lunch. And then you think dinner is McDonald's. But you laying up with that man in the bed who can't do shit for you. And you accept that as a man. Nah, I'd rather be alone. Seriously, because it ain't no, it's some brothers out here that's holding it down. My hat is off to you. I'm not talking to you. You are the kings. You are the ones to be looked up to. Not this shit that we got out here, pants sagging, you 40, 50 years old, your hat turned backwards. What young man gonna look up to you and ask you for some guidance? You don't have any of your damn self. And we as women, up here twerking, you done reduced yourself to an ass. You look at Instagram, you look at Facebook, all you see is half of the woman's face and all of her ass. You have reduced yourself to an ass. That's all you are. Eyelashes all the way up to your forehead. Sleeping with somebody who don't even care about you or your kids. Okay, everybody going under the damn bus tonight. Spirit gave me the format to throw y'all asses under the bus. All right, here we go. Next is, I am just hot right now. I'm hot right now. I gotta calm down. Okay. What you don't understand when you intermarry, okay, your children will probably not know anything black. First of all, because you're against your own people. Now, in my experience in life, I've had some white people to help me before a black person would in a minute. Okay? As a spiritualist, I don't have the luxury to be prejudiced based on what you look like. I have to judge your heart. If you're good to me and you respect me, I have to do the same thing to you. Because it's the only right thing to do. But when you want Becky just because she Becky, Becky ain't been riding with you for years. Becky ain't been holding you down. She just Becky. Screw you and Becky. All right? And the horse y'all rode in on. For real. All right. So now we're going to talk about, heterosexuals now. All right? We're going to talk about heterosexuals now. The Spirit says, God loves a marriage where people get along. We're going to go to Proverbs 8 and 17. Okay? Proverbs 8 and 17. Proverbs 8 and 17. All right. Now, this is for heterosexual women. All right. This is for women, period. I don't care what you are. I don't care how you love. I don't care. Don't matter to me. Okay. It ain't my business. My business is to tell you the truth. Now, this is for all women. This is for all people talking about unconditional love. I want somebody to love me unconditionally. I want somebody to love me unconditionally. Bullshit. It ain't going to happen. You ain't going to get it. Why? Proverbs 8 and 17. I love those who love me. God don't even love you unconditionally. So how you gonna get a human to love you unconditionally? Clearly, I'm gonna say it again. God does not love you unconditionally. It's in your book. I love those who love me. Huh? So if you ain't trying to get with the ancestors and deal with your lineage and what you got to what? How you gonna carry on the work? How you gonna carry on the lineage? How you gonna carry on the heritage? Huh? How you gonna do that? You don't love me, I don't love you. So all y'all out here looking for unconditional love, you ain't gonna find it. It ain't out here. God ain't gonna do it for you. Even in the Bible tells you, if you do this, I'll bless you. If you do this, I'm gonna curse you. There are conditions to everything. And you keep getting jacked up because you're not putting any conditions on your love. But I guarantee you that a man puts conditions on his love. You better look good. You better give him good sex. You better feed him right. You better give him money. There's a whole bunch of conditions they give us. A whole bunch. And you still got to deal with Becky, side chick, AIDS, and everything else. Disloyalty, no commitment, can't swing a hammer, can't change my tire, ain't got no money. And you talking about unconditional. You better wake up, girl. You better wake up. There's no such thing as unconditional love. You ain't gonna find it. You ain't gonna get it. All right? So, the last thing that I want to talk about is spirituality. The spiritualists. Okay. I want to talk about this spirituality and the part that we play in leading people astray. Okay. There's a lot of awakening with African traditional religion going on. And it says in your Bible, and in the last days, their eyes will be open and they will see the truth. This is happening right now for us. All right. It's happening right now for us. You have more people coming into African traditional religion, coming into spirituality, coming out of churches right now. And they are seeking, okay, they're seeking guidance. They're seeking a new way. They're seeking an alternative for what they've been doing. And they are finding out that people are, you know, doing something different, and they want to see what this is all about. All right. But we're going to go now. Okay, we're going to talk to the spiritualists now. We're going to throw everybody under the bus tonight, like I said. Okay, we're going to throw everybody under the bus. This is not just for pastors. This is for priests and priestesses, those of us who are upper echelon, those of us who are just starting out, okay? Those of us who have been called by the ancestors. Woe unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, this is Jeremiah 23, of Israel against the pastors, priestesses, priests that feed my people. You have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saith the Lord. Now, in this spiritual war, you got a lot of people being molested by priests and priestesses, having sex with your clients, molesting your clients. The ancestors see you. They see you. You taking money from people and you can't perform the work. People are desperate. The ancestors see you and they will visit you. This is what I'm here to tell you. They're going to visit you. And they're going to make you pay for bleeding the people for shit you can't do. And for shit you ain't even been called to do. But you, your ego is so big, you want people to notice you. The ancestors say, I see you, and we will notice you. And we will deal with you accordingly. Okay? It is better for you, and this is what I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell us, as priests and priestesses, it is better for you to take a gun and put it to your own head. If you are guilty of these crimes against the people, bleeding them for money, lying to them, molesting them, it is better for you to put a gun to your head and blow out your brains than to have us drag you by your hair, on your face, on the ground, until the skin comes off of you. Trust and believe me, ancestors ain't playing no more. Now, they said 400 years was 2019. This is 2020. And it said, and I will visit the nation that enslaved you. Now we got coronavirus. We don't know how we're getting it or how they're getting it. They don't know how it spread. All of a sudden it's here. And if you look at the children of Israel, when they was coming up out of Egypt, oh, it's going to be something for us too. Don't think we're going to get off the hook. Don't start claiming blackness now. Because your melanin is protecting you from certain viruses. They're going to give something to us too. Because of our treachery. Because of our hate against one another. Because of our dragging each other under the bus constantly. Okay? There's something coming for us. Don't worry. We ain't off the hook. We need to stop. We need to stop. When we out here shaking our ass, what are we showing our young women? What are we showing them? That the only worth you have is your ass? Huh? When we bleed people for money in this spiritual thing, what are we showing the people? We are no better than Christians. No better. This shit got to stop. It got to stop. And guess what? The ancestors are going to stop it. Okay? Because they tired of all our shit. They tired of all our shit. They see all of us. They see everything we do. They see it. You ain't gonna get away.
You talk about this homosexual man, but you ain't taking care of your kids. You got a side piece on every corner. But you want to talk about this person? Take the speck out of your eye. Okay? Before you try to move the beam out of something, take the beam out of yours before you try to take the speck out of somebody else's. Huh? Our young people have nobody to look up to, nobody to give them any kind of guidance, because we all trying to be on their level. We all trying to be on their level. And and there's some women out there, some men out there, like I said, I'm not talking to you. You're holding us down. You're holding our young people down. You're guiding them. You're showing them they respect you. This is what we need more of. It's none of your business what nobody else does. When you are about your ancestors' business, you ain't got time to care about nobody else. You just don't. You don't. If you ain't got nothing else to do, learn a language. Damn. Pick up a book. Shit. Do something. Try to find a way to own a business. Do something. I guess. And you know what I noticed? Homosexual people don't care about us like that. They don't give a damn about what we're doing. Huh? Why are we so caring about what other folks doing? Well, we got so much that we are doing that's wrong. Whew. Thank you, Spirit, and thank you, ancestors. That had to be said. I feel like I just ran a marathon. I'm going to leave you with this. Let us love one another. Whatever issues, whatever problems that we have as a people, it's ours. Let's show some solidarity, okay? Let's just be together for the sake of being together. If somebody is good to you, be good to them. If somebody respects you, respect them. Don't judge a person by how they look or what they're doing. I have a client that's a gay male. I've had this client for years. I have seen this man post on Facebook a sweet potato pie he made with his own hands and a deck that he built with his own hands, a whole porch. You got some heterosexual men can't do that. What? Y'all crazy as hell. You concerned about the wrong thing. Spirit said, but we got our eyes on all of y'all. We see everything you do. Okay? We see everything you do, and you are not off the hook. And you will not get off the hook. Okay? As you judge, you will be judged. Okay? As you hate one another, as we continue to throw each other under the bus, we will never get anywhere. We're not going to get anywhere. God is not, the spirits and the ancestors are not going to bless us. Okay? They're not going to do it. Because that's not what this is supposed to be about. Let God do God's job. Let the ancestors do their job. This is not your job to mind nobody else's business. I'm just saying, this just isn't. Okay, it's not your place. It's not our place. The Spirit said, love one another as I have loved you. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Huh? That's what it says. Okay? And maybe if we just practice that a little bit and start minding our damn business and being concerned about what Spirit have for us to do, maybe we can tap into our gifts. Maybe we can tap into what Spirit and the ancestors can have us to do to make our lives better. Huh? Maybe. Let's try it. Okay? Let's just see what happens. I thank you all for joining me. And I hope that this message helps someone. I really do. I hope that this message helps someone. I hope it helps us to realize, look, we are all in this together. We have one common problem, okay? And instead of us real warriors, real people who are concerned about getting rid of the problem, will tell you, let's focus on the main problem first. Get that out of the way. And then we can hash out all of this shit among ourselves as a tribe, as a people, and let the ancestors guide us as to how we're supposed to do it. I remember the first time, every day I would ask the Spirit, send me the people that you want me to help today. And I remember the first time that a gay couple came to me for a reading. And I was like, oh my God, okay, so what am I going to do? How do I do this? Spirit said, just shut up and do the reading. Sit down. I heard them clearly. We going to speak. And in that reading, they spoke of them as male and female.
They did not speak of them as male and male. And when the reading was over, I was like, Spirit, these are two men. Why do you speak of them as male and female? Spirit said, because we judge the soul of the person. We see the soul of the person, not the physical gender. Just like it said here in your book, God judges the heart alone. Okay? And we need to start doing that. Because if half the people judge our hearts, Lord, look, who's to say what would happen? Huh? All I'm saying is, like, we are all in trouble. All right? We're all in trouble. We all have problems. We all need help. Let's stop bashing each other. Okay? Let's please stop it. It's not getting us anywhere. As a matter of fact, it's keeping us further away from accomplishing our goals. Let's focus on owning something like a toilet paper company. Huh? Let's focus on stuff like that as a people. And when you focus on stuff like that, you ain't got time to worry about who is doing what in the bed. Okay? So this is the conclusion of, if you can have Becky, you can have Dante. And I'm bringing it to you from your scripture, not from my heart, not from what I made up, not from what I want to say. But the gist of this is to, let's just come together and respect one another and have the wisdom to know the things you can't change, you can't change. And talking bad about it ain't going to make a change. Talking bad about the people is not going to make a change. It's just going to fuck up your karma. Trust and believe what I tell you. It's just going to screw up your karma. All right, people, I'm out. Thank you for joining me tonight in the Hoodoo Voodoo Cafe for Bible study. If you can have Becky, he can have Dante. Good night.